Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to everyone, wherever you are right now, whenever you are watching this video or listening to it in our blog, in our podcast. I am Apo Adman of Luntiang Agama Natural Divine Art Shrine of Healing, broadcasting live here at Lot 79, Phase A, Barangay Francisco Msnara, City of San Jose del Monte, Bulacan, Philippines. And you are watching here at the Order of Peace Weaver Public Group. So, I have something to discuss with you. And I have this conversation with Lakai, answering the question, if what if we have a longer lifespan? How was it? Will it be great to have a long life? Or when we were Christians, when I was a Christian before, I've been taught about eternal life. Eternal life means that is to live longer without death, no? And in the Bible, there are some records like Methuselah and Elijah never faced death. So what if we, as a peace weaver, do not die? How was it? No? You know, in Hilot Academy, we don't promise that we could prolong life of the people, because longevity of our life is responsibility of the individual themselves. And it is, we believe that it is the will of the universe, of the divinity, if we could have a long life for ourselves. But right now, as a human, our body is made temporarily. So it was designed to be corrupted, to decay, and to have these problems in our life. That's why we get ill, no? The reason why we get ill, because we are reacting to the outside forces within us, no? Such as the force of nature. If we get wet and it dried up, we might get sick. Or if there is too much heat, we get affected and our blood boils within us. That's why it changes. Our body is designed for the change that we do, no? But in Hilot, no? By the way, if you don't know about Hilot, Hilot is the Philippine traditional indigenous healing arts. This is the method our ancestor employed in taking care of the people who get sick. So for us as a human being, there are so many causes of illness, like the pandemic, no? We could say that those illness comes from virus, or probably, no, there is some theories, and personally I see it was created from the mind of people and try to influence other people that there is an illness. Although whatever it is, whether it is created by man or a real virus that flies through the air and affect all the people, the fact here is we as human beings are vulnerable to receive those kind of illness. So as we, through energy that we are emitting, people would be affected by the energy that you are emitting. Every day we are exposed to this pool of energy around us. So this energy could be positive or negative energies, right? Even though if we are exposed to too much positive energy, our body will still react to it. The question is your body designed to handle those kind of energies that dwell, that been attached to you, no? So it is our body role to react, and as we react, there are changes that is happening to us. So having a long life is much needed, especially for us as a peace weaver. We might need to have a long life, because solving problem does not happen in just a matter of seconds or on a snap of a finger, right? It might take time, and the problem that we are facing in this world might require an eternity in order to be solved, because every day we are facing changes, and people are brilliant, they are bright enough to create something new that might become a problem in the future. So as a peace weaver, having a long life is much more desired. But then, what kind of life should we live with that long lifespan? What kind of life are we dealing with if we have that long life? For you, my fellow peace weaver, what kind of life do we wish to live while we are still here on earth? It is quite difficult, because for me, I feel that death is a savior for us, to liberate us from the pain that we experience here on earth. No, although in Hilot, in our school, in Hilot Academy of Binabaylan, I am teaching them that death is not an enemy to life, but it is a friend for us, in order for us to know how to live our life. Death is not something to be feared of, but death teaches us beyond this world and within our grave, we could find equality. Because when I used to walk on a gravesite and pray for those coffins or those people in their, what you call that? Lapida, that's what we called, no, on their gravestone mark, no, I don't recognize them as male or female. I do not recognize them as rich or poor. I do not recognize them as male or female, and young and old. It seems that they are all dead. They are all the same. They are not all living, they are not all moving, but they are resting in their resting place where they should be. So there is no social identification at all. Although yes, if you go to a cemetery, probably you will know if that cemetery is for the rich or for the poor. And right now there is a classification of religious cemetery, and the problem that we have here is because we do not have a pagan cemetery, no, but there are Muslim cemetery, Chinese cemetery, private cemetery, and public cemetery. But probably when I die, or when we die here in the Philippines, our body will be brought to a public cemetery or either private cemetery, because most public cemetery here are Roman Catholic, no, so we need to have to buy a lot on a private cemetery so that our body could be buried there without any requirement of doing such ritual of the Catholic Church, no, or of the religion that we do not belong. So even at time of death, we are thinking, we are having a problem in this world. So having a long life, we have to deal with those kind of problems, no. And I have watched a movie that he is a vampire, because vampire was known to have long, or they exist because they are the undead, no? They are undead. So throughout new generation, they change form, they started again. But living longer life, no? It seems that they will suffer all the pains, the loneliness, all the troubles of this world. And it's quite heartbreaking for me, and I don't know if I could endure those pain, if I could cry all the time for all the sorrows, for all the problems of the people around the world. I am too sensitive enough, too emotional enough, and will cry all the time. As of this, as I am talking, my eyes get teary, and thinking of all those who suffer. I don't know how to react on this, but the reaction is pity, mercy, and I want to do something for them so that they will be their life will be elevated. But right now, as a peace weaver, even though we seems that we could not do anything at all to solve all the problems of the world, we don't need to solve the all the problem of the world, but instead we could create a better world, a better world to live, to reduce all those pain, all those sufferings that people are creating. No, in Hilot we said na we do not promise to give you a long life, but what we could promise is you could live a happy life, you could enjoy the life that you have. And problem is part of the life that we have. No, what we need is endurance, what we need is bravery, what we need is courage, what we need is strength, so that we could face all the obstacles, we could find ways how to overcome all of this. And this is what the peace prayer is all about. In our peace prayer, we are being taught of the virtues, that what we need and what are the virtues that should be happening in our world to have peace. So with that, may I invite you everyone to pray with me. Let us pray the peace that we need to have in this world. So right now, let us pray. There is one power in the universe, and we are the perfect manifestation of that power. And for as such, we pray for peace. We pray for peace, we pray for love, and we pray for stability. We pray that all the people around the world to embrace peace. Peace that promotes justice. Justice that follows discipline and orderliness. Discipline and orderliness as a result of understanding, and understanding as a product of knowledge, and knowledge as a fruit from the seed of love. O great supreme divine spirit, we come before you and ask you to bless us your children with courage, bravery, and strength, so that with through these blessings that you are going to bestow unto us, we may be able to overcome all forms of evil, fear, hatred, terror, violence, warfare, and worries around the world. By the power of love that give us life, may peace prevails on earth. May all the people around the world be blessed with peace. May all the inhabitants of Mother Earth may enjoy the blessing of love as we create and manifest this in our life by our unified will, with aiming no harm to anyone and in full gratitude to the divine. We accept and receive this, and it is so, so mote it be. Mayari na, pag-asatin. So this is all for now. I hope that the message of peace is sounding great to your life, and you could comment below what is your thought about having a long life, and what will you do if you have this long life. So see you again next time, probably tomorrow. So see you soon. Bye. I love you all. Mayari na, pag-asatin. Paalam. Thank you.